Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Eastern time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. And we're just talking about life on the road, all things trucking and then some. Everything is redneckandeyes.com. You can check us out. We got links to all our great sponsors out there, including Trucker Tools. You'll see right here, truckertools.com. That's the app for truckers. If you go to the app store on your phone there, you can download the Trucker Tools app and you can just use it. You know, they book freight. They do a lot of load tracking information, stuff like that. And they also do where you can find, like, you know, rest stops, truck parking spots, fuel stops, truck stops, even Walmarts. And you can do a lot of stuff on that app, too, to do all that tracking, to get your route done, route planning, all that kind of good stuff. And the cool thing is the parking. You can actually purchase and reserve parking spots in different locations with that, with the Trucker Tools app. So go ahead and check them out. Trucker Tools app, truckertools.com, the app for truckers. We appreciate their support and just continuing to support Redneck and I's Radio. We appreciate everything going on like that. But yeah, that's us. We're here. We're doing everything that we can to make sure that we get the word out to all the truckers about life on the road and general public. You know, as it stands, is all what we're doing. And everything, so that's what we do. Like I said, you can call in here. This is a radio show we do here every weekday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can call in, like I said, 515-602-9731, and we're just here talking for the next hour about life on the road. One thing that happened over the weekend looks like what we saw during Friday, and of course it hit the news. Everybody's talking about it. Is fuel prices. Fuel prices are just they're getting real high. And that, you know, and that we all know that just boils down to when freight goes up, when we start moving freight, the price of fuel goes up. And there's even another news article about how the supply chains have actually tightened because of the stuff in other countries, you know, with the war continuing over there in Russia, Ukraine and all that, we still get imports from there as far as like components and precious materials that we use to make things. Even if we make them here, we still get materials from other countries. And then of course, China, you know, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like it at all. And of course, everybody out there, they don't like it one bit. Most people don't. I don't like it one bit is how we've been relying all these years. We just not thought nothing of it. I mean, we got to blame ourselves is that we just thought nothing of it, that getting stuff from China was, you know, it was bad. We didn't like it, but we didn't really do anything about it. We got to do something about it. We got to stop this. And they're saying because China started locking down again, they had more COVID, and they're like under a zero COVID policy. Like when people are with COVID, I mean, they were showing, I was watching the news earlier, they were showing testing sites and actual like customer service areas where people were conducting themselves with public. And it's not even like where they're like everybody's wearing gloves and masks and all that. The woman is standing behind this, like she's in a box out in the public, like it's at a park. And it's like these little trailers where you could buy like a churro or a hamburger and fries, right? It's like a little like a camper thing. And they're in this park area, whatever, on the sidewalk. And she's standing there inside there, and it's a COVID testing facility. And you go up there, and I guess you do a little thing with the computer. And then all of the contact that you have with this person, she's using these gloves that like go through the glass, like when you're working on some kind of like, you know, explosive device or some alien, you know, they're doing all of their, she's like standing inside this box, and a person walks up to get tested for COVID. Everything's being done with the gloves, like through the she's not even getting out of the trailer. That's how they are. That's how crazy they are over there. And they're locking things down, and they're saying, well, we're coming back around. We'll start opening back up. But then it's thrown everything in the supply loop where we just can't really get stuff that we need. The biggest thing that we can't get, and truck drivers know this, is equipment. The trucks and trailers can't be, I mean, they're not being built fast enough. And but with everything being shut down, trucks aren't available. You know, I don't know how much trucks are now, but I remember when everything was getting back to work, people were trying to sell five-year-old trucks for like $100,000. I think right now getting a brand new trailer is anywhere between $80,000 to $100,000. Especially if you want a refrigerated, you know, decked out, all the bells and whistles, you're getting $100,000 for the trailer. For the trailer. Trailers used to be the price of a car, $30,000, $40,000. Now they're $100,000. I was hanging out at the Harley Davidson dealership, and they had a CVO sitting on the floor. So I said, you know, hey, you know what? How much is that CVO? And they said, I think it's in the low 50s for a brand new Road Glide CVO, which is, what's it called again? What is it? Custom Vehicle Operations. That's their top of the line, the Harley Davidson. And it's in the low 50s for that bike. And they're nice, you know. They got the bigger engine and the computer and all the radio, satellite, all that stuff. So, yeah, you know. But, yeah, it's crazy. Crazy. Everything's still going up. And the government just doesn't seem to care. You know, they still want to keep spending money. And even the Republicans, they just want to keep spending money. You know, they just want to spend it in different places. They still want to spend. Everybody likes spending money. I said this a long time ago. The hardest thing for a politician to do is nothing. It's like just close everything down, stop doing everything, stop doing all this. So that's what I think we should shoot for is just, you know, stop and let us work, let us earn, and let us respond to customer needs. You know, when the people need it, we'll get it. If they don't need it, we don't get it. You know, we don't build it if they don't need it. Stop building stuff we don't need. So that's what I think we should probably get back to doing that. But other than that, you know, we're just rocking and rolling, seeing how things are going. It's Monday, so back to work. If you got the weekend shift, a lot of truck drivers out there. You know, it's so funny. Everybody that you get friends with on social media and everything, they're like, "Oh, back to work Monday, back to work Monday." Truck drivers are like, "I never took any days off. I've been working all weekend. Where you guys been?" So it's like, come on now, get back to it. Stop complaining that it's Monday. Okay. What, would you rather it be Monday on your third week of working straight through, of taking no days off? How about that? You know, how about being, you know, I mean, anybody that's been a soldier, they know that, you know, hey, it's Monday. Yeah. Well, how'd you like to have it be Monday in some foreign land that you don't like, away from your family, you know? So quit complaining that it's Monday. So that's what I got to say about that. But, you know, So yeah, we're just going to keep on going here and rocking and rolling. I know everybody's anxious to get back to work, you know, get things picked up. I don't know if they say freight's slowing down, but then diesel prices are going up. So I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work out. But we're just going to keep rocking and rolling here. This is Redneck and I's Radio. You can check us out at redneckandi's.com. Call in at 515-602-9731. Redneck and Eyes Radio.
Up ahead, slow me down, making no time. But I gotta keep rolling. Those are windshield wipers, slapping out a tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the song on the radio. Yeah, I gotta keep rolling. I'm driving my life away, looking for a better way. Oh, me. I'm driving my life away. I'm looking for a sunny day. Coming on to me, tried to talk me into a ride, said I wouldn't be sorry. Oh, but she was just a baby. Hey, wait, morning, another cup of coffee. Pop it down, jack me up, shoot me out, flying down the highway. I'm looking for the morning. Ooh, I'm driving my life away. I'm looking for a better way. Oh, me. Ooh, I'm driving my life away. I'm looking for a sunny day.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, welcome back. Hey, this is Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're live here every weekday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Don't forget to check out one of our great sponsors, and that's LTR Transportation, LoadToRideTransportation.com. They're a great, great little outfit out of Denver, Colorado, and I was going to get them pulled up here so you guys can see. There we go. So you can see their website, ltrtransportation.com. Load to Ride Transportation. They keep you busy. All the drivers over there say that they got plenty of work to do, and they run all over. And it's more of a customer-oriented where, you know, as a driver, you're actually conducting yourself with the customers more than you normally would with a bigger carrier. So, to me, if you start out with a big company like Schneider or Swift or somebody like that, and you thinking about becoming an owner-operator, I would suggest you go with some smaller companies like this to where you're having to work a little harder with, you know, calling up the shippers or maybe even dealing with some brokers and stuff like that, because I think those bigger carriers, you know, they kind of make things way too easy for the drivers as far as like dealing with that. I mean, I know it's a hassle with the e-logs and with their company policies, but the one thing that you need to learn if you want to become an owner operator, even if you want to own your own carrier, like becoming your own carrier, your own authority, you need more contact with customers. You need more contact with, you know, the authorities that deal with stuff like that. And those big companies, you know, everything, all that stuff's handled for you. So if you want to learn more about that, I suggest maybe going with some smaller carriers first before even becoming a lease, you know, a leased on to somebody. You know, I don't want to say lease purchase because, you know, that's the next step is actually buying your own truck, and you shouldn't buy a new truck right off the bat. I think that's where we get drawn into is going, you know, lease purchase and into a new truck. I know owner operators that have had trucks and they've sold the truck for a new truck, but guess what? That's their truck. It's kind of like a pay in the due kind of thing. And they know where their bread is buttered to make that money, to make those truck payments for the new truck. You know, it's just one of those things, you know, you work hard and you're going to drive crap, you know, that's what's going to happen. So you gotta pay the dues and then, hey, one down the road, you'll be able to finance your own truck, you know, for however much it's going to be. You know, these days that might never happen if you play the long game because of the way things are, but you definitely want to check out LTR Transportation out of Denver, Colorado, LTR, load-to-ride transportation, ltrtransportation.com. You can even give them a call at 720-277-0030. And when you talk to them, tell them you appreciate them supporting Redneck and I, because we really do appreciate them. So a couple of the news articles, I mean, even Fox Business had it as one of their articles they released. It made the top. It was yesterday, and it was the price of diesel hits all-time high, straining the trucking industry. A gallon of diesel is now $5.29.6 on Sunday, according to AAA. And I'll say, here in South Texas, a lot of the bigger
at Amazon,
truck stops,
hourly employees earn benefits that support themselves and their.
Well, maybe this video will come up here. Let's see. But over here, what I saw at the truck stop, like the Flying J had it at $5.29. And yeah, we got Neil Cavuto on here. Let's throw Neil Cavuto on this, maybe, if I can get it off here now. I want to let me get the screen sharing going. And then we'll definitely. Here you go. How about this?
And you think you're paying a lot for gas. You might want to take a gander at that truck that's going up to the diesel pump, because he or she is paying a lot more. Madison Allworth following it all in East Rutherford, New Jersey. There's no hiding from this onslaught of higher prices, huh, Madison?
No, there is not, Neil. Yeah, we're seeing those higher diesel prices. And like you said, even if you yourself are not filling up with diesel, those prices are impacting you and me as the consumers. So taking a look at diesel prices today, the national average sits at $5.11. That is way up compared to just $3.09 a year ago. For truck drivers, that is hundreds of dollars extra at every fill up. And that increased cost, like I said, passed along to us. New analysis from Moody's estimates that higher diesel costs account for 17% of the run-up in commodity prices in the past year. And you see this quite directly with companies like FedEx. They are raising their fuel surcharges for shipping next week. And here's the thing, even though these diesel prices are hitting us hard here, Europe has it harder. Take a listen.
In the United States, gasoline demand is over twice that of distillate fuel. But in Europe, it's actually the reverse. And as a result, Europe imports several million barrels a day of diesel fuel. And half of that is coming from Russia.
There you go, Russia.
So, you know, he said, even if these things get better in the Ukraine, we're still dealing with sanctions. It doesn't seem to be slowing down anytime soon. So this is going to be a continued problem. And because of that, Lipow believes that we will be seeing higher prices through at least the end of the year. He's estimating that prices for diesel will stay between $4.75 and $5.25 through the end of this calendar year. So buckle up, Neil. These high prices, they're not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's if we're lucky if it stays within that range. You know, that's a very good point. Madison, thank you very, very
much. All right, there you go. So that was the gist of the article. And there we go. Let me get that off of here so I can get back to normal. But that was the gist of the article. And I was going to say that in South Texas, where I'm at, I saw George West on Interstate 37. You guys ever travel out here, you know it well. There's a Flying J right there, and then there's a Stripes right across from it. And there's another Stripes on the other side of the highway that's kind of like a run-down little, like it's got like three diesel pumps. But the other one is kind of like a bigger truck stop. There's no showers or anything. If you want a shower at that area, the only place you can get a shower is at the Flying J. But the Flying J's fuel, diesel fuel, is $5.29, just like it said the national average peaked at. But the diesel price for the Stripes is only $4.99. And so you get a couple of people, like when you mention that to just regular people, they ask, well, why doesn't the Flying J lower their price to meet, so that people will say, well, you know, instead of going to the Stripes, I'll go to the Flying J. And I told them, I said, well, most of the people that you see going to the Flying J to get fuel, they're not paying $5.29. $5.29 is just the regular retail price that if somebody just showed up with a credit card or without any kind of fuel card that they set up through a carrier or a customer or whatever, they're not paying. They're paying that price. Everybody else that you see pull up to those pumps, they're paying a discounted rate. And so then, you know, this individual that has nothing to do with truck driving, they're like, well, then that's kind of like a secret then. I mean, a lot of people don't know that. I said, yeah. In fact, if you are, if you have vehicles in a business, if you run a business and you totally keep relying on a diesel engine in those vehicles, whether it's a pickup truck, a van, some type of equipment that you use to move it up and down the road, and it has diesel fuel in it, it requires diesel fuel, you should actually try to get some type of diesel card, a fuel card, because there are a lot of ways where you can get that. You can buy fuel at a discounted rate. A lot of the rates are even like it's just cost plus, like cost plus a nickel or cost plus a penny or two pennies. Sometimes it's a discount like it's maybe 30 cents or 40 cents a gallon off the regular price. It all depends on the system. And they're like, well, that's a lot. And I said, yeah, it is. I said, in fact, if you're out there right now, and I mean, and that's what I don't know. I got a question is how many people do that? How many people have, you know, businesses like they're a plumber or they're an electrician or they're maybe they run like a landscaping company or whatever, and they have, you know, dually pickups that pull trailers, or they have large, you know, F-250s or the big 3/4 ton Chevys or Dodges with the big diesels in them. You know, you got, you know, Dodges, they have Cummins, you know, Cummins engines in them. Everybody, and the people that love pickup trucks and love diesels, they love the Dodge and it's got the Cummins in it, you know, but you're buying diesel, you're still buying diesel fuel. So do you have a way where you can purchase that diesel fuel cheaper? And you're always going to look for that. And, you know, a lot of times it really has nothing to do with that. Maybe there's a privately owned, like gas station somewhere in your area that you're constantly in. Sometimes the people that own that will even say, hey, if you always buy your diesel fuel here, I'll give it to you at a discount. I mean, that's pretty much how it started. When these fuel purchase discount programs started, it was the carriers going to the truck stops. You know, you had Swift going to the TA Petros, or back in the day it was TA, just going to TAs and saying, hey, give me a discount. In fact, I remember I was an owner operator at Swift, and we got they told us that they preferred us to shop to get fuel at the TAs and the Petros and the Flying J's and the Pilots. That's what they told us as an owner-operator at Swift. And they said, but you can buy whenever, wherever you're at, but that's where we say. But then what they tell you down at the bottom of the contract is that if there is any type of fuel discount, Swift keeps the discount. So if you pay the pump price, and if Swift gets a discount based off of their purchasing power, then they keep it. So they were telling you, shop at TA, Petro, Pilot and Flying J, because that's where they get the biggest discount. Well, as an owner-operator, you shop around for the cheapest fuel, and you find out that's not where the cheapest fuel is. If you have to pay the pump price, you're looking for the cheapest pump price, which often or not is at the Loves, or it might be somewhere else, just like we saw, Flying J, $5.29, Stripes, $4.99. So if you're buying the fuel and all you get is the pump price, you know where you're going, right? The only other thing you would do is if you needed a shower, you would weigh a free shower, higher price for fuel. You know, what's the difference? What's the impact of that? And I'll tell you, if it's that much, if it's $5.29 versus $4.99, and you're going to get maybe 100, 150 gallons, depending on, you know, how many gallons you get, you know, maybe if you know that you're on empty, you know, maybe go get 50 gallons over here to get your free shower. Go over here, fill it up, and come back over here and get your shower. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever you want to do. But I would probably fill up at $4.99 if I don't get a discount, and then drive over and pay for the shower. You know, so it's one of those things where you gotta weigh the pluses and minuses on that. But getting back to the Swift story, the funny thing was is that on a Friday afternoon, a message got sent out to all the trucks on the Qualcomm. It said, starting in like 2 weeks, the fuel cards will be shut off for all the fuel purchases except for TA Petro TA Petro Pilot Flying J. You couldn't buy fuel anywhere else except for those four locations starting in a couple of weeks. Owner operators went nuts because they don't. We know that we're like, we don't get fuel there. We get fuel at Love's more likely. Most of the time we get Love's. Not only is it because we get points, but it's more like the cheapest fuel. Or if you're out in somewhere, you're at a Texaco or a Stripes or whatever, you get cheap fuel. You're going to buy the cheap fuel. Well, it like sparked a big debate, and even that, it's like, I mean, y'all remember Kevin Rutherford used to do a weekly show like only on Sundays, and it was like during the afternoon, like around 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. And that was a big topic of discussion because one of the owner-operators called in and said, hey, that ain't right. Can they do that? And, of course, Kevin Rutherford was like, well, hell yeah, they can. It's their fuel card. What you need to do is you need to go get your own fuel card if you want to pay discount. He says, in fact, knowing off of what you just told me that you don't get any discount, well, then you're stupid because there's tons and tons of fuel cards out there where you can get a discount. If you're out there using a company fuel card, and that fuel card doesn't offer you any type of discount, then you need to go get your own fuel card because there's tons. And, that was way back in early in my career as an owner-operator, and by golly, he was right. And that's how you do it. And if you're paying pump price right now and you're not getting any kind of discount, you're kind of getting screwed. And a lot of people will tell you, well, I don't get a discount, but I always get, it might be a certain situation. I mean, there's a lot of pluses and minuses you have to look at. And I'm not saying that you're not getting any discount. I'm just saying that, maybe you've got a network, a fuel card that's only at Love's or a fuel card that's only at a certain deal. And there's a lot of incentives of doing that. There's certain things. Maybe you're limited on what you can do. The deal is that you got to exhaust every opportunity you can. That's what you want to do. So if you're out there using the company fuel card and you haven't even tried to go get a different card to get you better discounts. A lot of these days though, we've seen it. These big companies, they've changed their policies where they're starting to get the discounts on their owner to their owner operators. They realize that. They say, hey, you know what? In fact, I'll tell you that at the end of that story, come Monday morning, the owner operator department got flooded with phone calls and emails that they rescinded that message. They said, no, that was sent out by mistake. We're not doing that. Because they knew that was stupid. That was not right. Because really what they were doing was scamming off the owner operators to make money for the discount. They wanted the discounts. And so they said, no, we're not doing that. We're not going to do that anymore. And I don't know what happened since. I had left Swift since then. And like I said, I got my own fuel card and was working on my own deal. So I went other places and then found out that those other places had fuel cards that were offered discounts. I even had my own fuel card for a while, and that was probably the best, worked out the best. And what it is one of those things, just like we were talking about going somewhere where you learn more. There's a lot of things you're not taught at these big carriers. These big carriers, they're pushing you to become owner-operator, but you're not learning anything. We take care of that. We'll take care of that. We'll take care of your IFTA. We'll take care of your tags. We'll take care of your insurance. Okay, if you're wanting to expand and become more of an owner-operator, more of an independent driver, them taking care of all that stuff for you is not teaching you anything. And that's what Forrest say. That's all I got to say about that. But, yeah, so what do you think? You guys paying for fuel out there? You paying full price? Not? Let me know. Like I said, we're just rocking and rolling here, figuring out where things are going. But where was I at? Oh, yeah, that's right. There you go. Boom. So, yeah, we're just talking about it. You got anything going on? Like I said, you got a fuel program, for a fuel purchase program, let me know. Like I said, call in 515-602-9731. Redneck and I's Radio Live here every weekday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And check us out, Redneck and I's Radio, redneckandi's.com. And don't go subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's us right here. All right, we'll be back.
I've been working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die,
had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it, I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reasons I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it, I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog, life off, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut, Lord thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it, I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reasons I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it, I ain't working.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining us and listening along. Don't forget to go shout out to one of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. You can check them out right here at dpfregeneration.com. They're the ones that do all the, like, your particulate filter cleaning. You can get all the kind of information you need about the DPF cleaning services. And it's it says filters professionally clean and repaired, all side diesel filters on the market, no limitations. You get a fast turnaround and complete filter tracking available. No exchanges or swap outs. This says no charge for pickup and delivery service. Exceptional customer service and satisfaction guaranteed. And you can give them a holler at 800-634-3010. Again, that's 800-634-3010. When you get to talking to them, let them know you appreciate them supporting Redneck and Eyes, because we really do appreciate them. And they've been with us a while. We really do appreciate their support and everything. So, yeah, just don't forget to go check them out. And you can get links to their website on our website, redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to go look over there. And we really appreciate everybody subscribing to our YouTube channel. YouTube channel has been really great for us getting out. Since COVID happened, we were having really big problems with, making sure that the sponsors weren't really upset with us, because all we really did was the truck show. So we were like, you know, what can we do to, you know, just show the sponsors appreciation for helping us out? And that was, of course, getting on YouTube. And we made some videos about dealing with trucks on the road, four-wheelers, you know, talking to the four-wheelers about what trucks are doing out there on the road and what the four-wheelers should be doing to watch out for that. And a lot of it is like space management, you know, giving truckers room, watching out when truckers make turns, watching out when you're getting on and off the highway, things like that. And, of course, following distance stuff. And then our most watched video out there right now is just truck drivers are watching the video talking about the interlocking differential. And that's been their biggest video that we've got. And it's just, I don't know, it's always been one of the most underexplained things that we've done that's in the trucking industry. Like, you know, you're always told the truck driver in school, don't flick that switch unless you get stuck. Well, that's the wrong lesson. Is stay away from that switch unless you get stuck. We were talking about the Johnson bar. A lot of people don't know what that is. In fact, I was talking with a couple of truck drivers, you know, they were younger guys, and I said Johnson bar, and they're like, what's that? You know? And a lot of people call it the trolley bar, or the trolley brake, but it's the trailer brake. And it used to be on the dash on the steering column over here on this side. Nowadays, because there are these, automatic transmissions, and those shifting devices are on the right side of the steering column, that they've taken that away, put it on the dash. I remember a couple of years, they made big trucks. They didn't have a trailer brake at all. And I don't know if that was because the carriers were asking for them or what, But really, the trailer brake was always just a test, making sure that you were locked in with your trailer. If you hooked up the trailer, you heard the clink, and instead of, you know, getting out and actually visually inspecting it, you just pull on the trailer brake. Once you got everything hooked up, you pulled on the trailer brake, and you can pull out. And as long as it, you know, you pretty much did two things. You were double checking to make sure you were locked, and you were double checking that the trailer brakes worked. Now, back in the old days, the trailer brakes were not locking brakes. Like, used to, the brakes weren't locked. Like, there were two separate, you know, you had to have air in order to have locked brakes. If there was no air in the system at all, the trailer was not, or no, their brakes weren't locked. You had to have air in order to have trailers. In order for the brakes to be applied, there had to be air in the system. So if you didn't have any air in the system at all, there was no brakes. So that's why you needed the trailer brake to test, making sure that you were getting air to the trailer. So, because a lot of times when the trailers were dropped on the yard back in the day, they're sitting there open. I mean, you had to chalk them because there was no air going, you know, there's no air in the system. So the brakes weren't set. The landing gear was the only thing pretty much holding the thing from rolling unless you had it chalked real good. You know, and so when you hooked up to it and you put your air into it, you still had, you know, the system was rolling. Well, it's going to always roll. Doesn't matter. And then what you wanted to make sure is that you had the air to be able to stop it. And that's what it did. So the way the systems are, the technology has grown, you know, they figured it out that, hey, we can remove all the air from the system. It'll lock the brakes. In order to release them, you need air. And that's how they got it. They were able to reverse that. That in order for the brakes to release, you need air. In order for the brakes to be applied, you need air. So that's awesome how they were able to fix that. But it was, you know, talk about working safely. Man, you had to be working safety back then because, I mean, that's the way things were. There's a couple of videos I found about the trailer brakes in the old days and all that stuff like that. And I mean, really, it's, you know, it's great to learn history and everything, but the interoxing differential, it's still the same as it was. It's a locking deal, and it's not really understood that well. And it needs to be, because when you're in a situation where it's rough weather, or you're going off-road like you're not, or you're in an unstable, uneven area, like going from the street to a parking lot, and you've got that curb or that little dip, you know, you can get stuck there just as easy as you can get stuck anywhere else. And having the interlocking differential is one of the ways to get out of that. And to know, you know, it's like, oh, look at there, it's an uneven area. I need to hit that switch before I get there instead of waiting until I get stuck. So those videos are really good. We appreciate everybody watching those videos. And like I said, go subscribe to our YouTube channel to get that done. We appreciate everybody doing that for us. And like I said, you can get links to all that at Redneck and Eyes, redneckandeyes.com. Go check them out. We appreciate everybody doing that. But other than that, we were talking about diesel prices earlier. And the other thing I was looking at here, one of the articles that popped up, and I looked at it earlier, and I don't even think I have access to it. It's one of these websites where they want you to subscribe or pay or whatever. I mean, you go on here, and there's nothing. You know, nothing. You can't see anything. They got it all blocked out. They want you to subscribe. And I'm like, I ain't subscribing. You get out of here with that. But anyway, the article is, I mean, it gives you, it says, trucking shortage shifts from drivers to vehicles. Workers are back on the road, but the industry is suffering from the lack of trailers and trucks. It says a shortfall of equipment is becoming more severe as the Ukraine war shuts down the supply of critical components, and lockdowns in China threaten further turmoil in global supply chains. And that's from Bloomberg. It's I don't know the guy's name. I think he's, but I mean, that's it. That's all I get. So good job, Google, on giving me that search. but that's how that one works. And we all knew that was coming because when we all went to the truck show, there was nobody there from Freightliner, Kenworth, Peterbilt, Volvo. Any manufacturer of truck and trailer, the only one there was Mack Trailer, And I mean, I don't even think they make vans. I think all they do is flatbeds and tankers and pneumatics, all that. They don't do any like regular vans. Like Great Dane wasn't there. And Thermo King, they weren't there. Utility, none of them were there at all. So the only, like I said, but the biggest one there was Mack Trailer, MAC Trailer. Those are the only ones there. And they're always there. And they're out of Ohio, so they're not going very far. You know, a lot of the others, they had to come from a further distance, but a lot of them, they knew. They're like, we don't have anything to show. We don't have any product to sell because everything is spoken for. Everything yet to come off the line, I think they said for like the next year. They don't have a way to get a truck, like to buy. Like if you go down right now and you want to order a truck, you got to buy what they got or you don't buy anything. You know, or you can order it and it'll be like 2 years before you get it. And I don't know how that works. That's weird to me to have to wait that long for something that you got to pay a lot of money for. So, but yeah, we know all that, you know, that's how things go. So, but cool, man. I tell you what, we're rocking along here, man. We're filling it up and get down, you know, it's great to do this. I like to do it like, you know, 1 hour a day, get everybody involved, try to catch up on what's going on in the world every day. It's kind of easier rather than trying to build up a whole show. You know, there's a lot to talk about. So to try to fill up 2 hours is hard enough when I can do it every day, you know, and then that way, if somebody has something to say, we can definitely get you in. So you can call in 515-602-9731. And, we're just trucking right along here and getting things life on the road, all things trucking and then some. And we're going to keep doing it here. Don't forget to go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like I said, we talked about that. And check us out here on Facebook as we're doing Facebook Live every weekday at 7 p.m. Eastern time, talking about life on the road, all things trucking and then some. So hang tight here. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio. Hey, welcome back. Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in 515-602-9731. 515-602-9731. It's got on our website. Like I said, this is actually, you're looking at our website right now. You can see where we've got the front page here. You can see everything that we've got on here. And then we're working on getting more stuff about the radio show and done. But you can also get links. These are links here to our supporters. And then we got a way to donate because we are a 501c3 charity, and you can donate. We're all about educating educating truckers and the general public about life on the road. So So we got links to our YouTube channel as well on there. And also, you know, things we've done, things we've been through, and things we've helped set up here over the years at the truck show. You know, these are a lot of nostalgic things that we've done here in the park that was the parking lot at the Mid-America Trucking Show. And that's pretty much it after, because we're not going to do that no more. In fact, we're looking at trying to set up our own truck show. And that's what we're looking forward to do. So we're going to be talking about that here in the next coming months as well, where we're just going to do our own thing and have our own truck show for the truckers out there where we're going to just be working on all that. So we also got a store. You can go check it online. We got T-shirts and we got the decals. Those are the main products we have that we're looking at. We're trying to get more stuff, but we're looking at probably getting more shirts. We do have hats too, like the ones I'm wearing. It's kind of a special order thing, so you kind of go on there and tell me what you're looking for. You can kind of describe all that kind of stuff, give me like a size and things like that. And I just go through Lids, you know, the company at the mall there. We got everything set up through them to where they can put our decal on any hat that they have in the store. So if you're, you know, seriously thinking about it, you know, hey, go check them out, maybe try on a few, look at a few, and then maybe even take some pictures of them and send them to me. And then, you know, let me know what you're thinking about and we can make that work. We'll do our best to try to make that work. In fact, I got a couple of guys I've been talking to about that, and I need to get down there and talk to the guys at Lids about that. So in fact, I was talking to another guy. He has an organization where he has a decal, and he's trying to get it put on hats, and he's trying to get hats made, and he says it's hard and expensive. And I told him about Lids, and he's like, well, I need to go check them out. I said, well, there you go. I said, they'll do it. They'll put it in the system, and, you know, they've got some rules with all the new era hats. Like, I don't think they're allowed to use any of the new era hats for their stuff. New era wants only their stuff to be put on their hats. But, I mean, they got all kinds of other hats in there, so, you know, you can do that. And it's pretty cool the way they do that. You can also set up, we're working on trying to send out a monthly newsletter, and you can register your email address with that. There's links to our social media accounts as well. And go check it out. So it's a pretty cool website. And we're constantly trying to make updates to it. It's hard. You know, like I said, it's all us. Truck drivers, you know, and what we can't figure out, we got to go ask. So something that you're interested in, and if you know, maybe you got some extra expertise that you can help us out on, we're all ears. So help us out on that. We really appreciate it. But we're just rocking along here. I was talking about the fuel prices going up and everything. And what I was asking was, do you have, my question is pretty much to non-truck drivers. If you don't drive a truck for a living, you don't haul freight. You run a business, like maybe a landscaping business, or you're a plumber or electrician. Do you have diesel engines? And if so, are you using a fuel purchase program? Because diesel prices are so high. And I was trying to explain to other people that aren't truck drivers that the truck drivers, they're not paying that pump price. I mean, they're paying a higher price for fuel. Fuel price is high. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not cheap price. So when you see truck stops with a high price of fuel, and then you see another truck stop next to it with a low price of fuel, and you're wondering, why is all those truck drivers over there getting fuel at that place that has the higher price? And the answer to the question is they're not paying that price. They have a fuel purchase program set up through the credit card they're using or through the company they're working for or whatever, and they're not paying that price. They're paying a different price. You know, if you do have a way to get fuel, are you doing that? Are you paying the discounted price? And the truck drivers out there, we're talking about owner-operators that are leased to carriers, and they're using the carrier cards, making sure you're getting that discounted price. A lot of back in the day, the carriers didn't offer that. They didn't offer the discounted price through their own fuel card. Nowadays, they pretty much have to, because we're all caught on to it now. And there's a lot of other options out there to purchase fuel. I get bombarded with them on Facebook every day about purchasing fuel, and they want you to use their fuel card. Banks are offering fuel cards. Different credit card companies have their own fuel cards, and they want you to buy the fuel using their card, and they're going to offer you some type of discount. And the discounts vary. It's all different. Sometimes it's a cost plus. Sometimes it's a discounted rate, like, you know, 30, 40 cents off a gallon, whatever it is. You know, they and it's different in every state, all that kind of stuff. So you got to do your homework on that. And that's one of the things about being an owner operator or being an independent, independent truck driver, owning your own authority, owning your own truck, making your own decisions, is learning about that. Because just using their fuel card, you know, and then not knowing whether or not you're getting any kind of discount. And then also doing more homework. Even if you're offered a discount, could you get a better discount somewhere else? You know, could that discount not only could it be a better discount, it might be the same discount, but it'll be on you. So basically it might benefit your credit or your reputation as a business owner to be able to pay your own bills. Because a lot of times, a lot of these companies that, you know, you want to maybe get financing for a different truck or financing for a trailer, or maybe there's an opportunity for you to go haul some freight and you need two trailers because they want to be able to drop and hook, you know, and they want to be able to unload or load while you're hauling. And then when you get back, you drop and hook, and they say, well, you got to buy trailers. So you, as an independent, you need to own two trailers. You might need to go to the bank and ask for a loan to get the second trailer. If you don't have any kind of reputation or any kind of history with these banks or different things, then, you know, sometimes having your own fuel card helps that. So, you know, it's just something to think about. I mean, I don't have all the answers. I just, you know, I think one of the things that I see about successful people is exploring all your options, you know, and if something don't work, fine, change it. You know, if something does work, keep at it. You know, what did the one guy say one time about running a business? It's not doing several things once. It's doing that one thing, you know, 1,000 times. You know, it's not doing 1,000 things one time. It's about doing that one thing 1,000 times and to get things to make it work. So that's what I'm saying. Just look at everything. So, I don't know what else. What are you guys doing out there? It's Monday for me. I was off on Saturday and Sunday, and I go back to work tonight. And I was at the yesterday we had a motorcycle ride. We had a charity ride event for the GDP project. If you guys weren't paying attention to the show last week, I was talking about that. It's the GDP John 316 Biker Safety Awareness Project. He had a poker run for the organization on Sunday, and it was a lot of fun. The turnout wasn't as high as we all expected it to be, but it was people that were loyal and people that really supported it, and it was a great time and great experience, and we learned a lot from each other, and we learned a lot about, you know, just general, you know, I mean, there were a couple of times where we were together and we were trying to maneuver to where we can all get off on the exit and everything. And this one car, they just decided they were going to try to get into the whole, you know, there was a line of motorcycles, you know, it's we're in a cluster like we are, you know, where you're staggered and you're kind of in your, you know, everybody's kind of getting together, and this car decided they were just going to come on over. And I don't know if they didn't see the one bike behind them or not, but, you know, just cut right in front of him. And so we all had to kind of like, you know, we kind of like threw up our hands like, hey, what are you doing? You know, kind of deal where, so luckily it was a safety awareness event. So we want people to be safe out there. And it's not just about, you know, I mean, I know everybody says that we get a bad reputation, motorcycle riders, because, you know, some of us like to go fast. Some of us like to go, you know, around corners a little bit, you know, I guess leaning harder than others or whatever. But it's all about seeing everybody. And so when the bikers, if you're out there riding and you're not seeing things, then you're not riding safe. If you're not being seen, making sure you are seen, then you're not riding safe. And if you're driving out there in your car and you're not looking for motorcycles, not only are you looking for cars, you're looking for big trucks, looking for motorcycles, looking for pedestrians, looking for bicycle riders. I mean, basically, as you know, if you're out there on the road, you know, especially in town, in the city, you need to be looking for everybody, you know, whether it's somebody walking, somebody riding a bicycle, somebody riding a motorcycle, you know, those kind of things. We all got to look out for everything. Just see what's out there on the road. Don't go into a road or make a turn or do something without knowing what's in front of you, you know, and that's all around you. So that's kind of what we're doing. May is officially Biker Safety Awareness Month. So, you know, it's all about being safe, riding with the proper gear, you know, riding with, you know, knowing how to ride properly in the groups, going on rides, stuff like that. So it was a lot of fun. We learned a lot, and it was to me, it was a successful event because so many people that never heard of the GDP, John 3:16 safety project, they were like, wow, never heard of that. That's awesome. So we're hoping to spread the word. The coolest part was people were like, hey, where can I get one of those t-shirts? That's the best part. When we were with Redneck and I's, you know, we were just starting out and it was like, you know, hey, never heard of you. That's pretty good. But hey, where can I get one of those t-shirts? And that's the reason why we got a store where you can go on and you can buy a t-shirt. So go check it out. RedneckandI's.com. Go to the store, get yourself some t-shirts. Cause that's the coolest thing. You know, hey, you can't have too many t-shirts, especially good ones. We got good t-shirts. I like them. But we're going to wind things down here. We ain't got much time left, and I got to get to work. So if you guys ain't got nothing to holler at, you know, whatever, you know, see people listening and following along. So just chime in if you have something to say. But other than that, we're going to wind it down here. I was just thinking about what I got to do this week, and there ain't much of nothing going on except for me getting to work and getting on the show here. Don't forget, we also have the women of Redneck and I's on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. That's the same number, 515-602-9731. And they'll be available just like through here, be on Facebook Live and everything like that. We did have a radio show last night. I wasn't involved in it, but our others, Greg, Tiffany, everybody else, they were part of it. And you can go on blogtalkradio.com/redneckandeyes. I think that's the way you get to it. We'll share that and make sure you can get to the past episodes. So all of the old episodes that we've done here during the week, all the audio versions are available on blogtalkradio.com. And you can check those out. And if you're looking for something to listen to going down the road, that's a cool way to do it. You know, I do that a lot, is listen to them while I'm going down the road. And of course, our YouTube channel has those as well. And also here on Facebook, we have all of our Facebook Live events still posted. We might have to delete them here, you know, the older ones as they go, because we put them all on YouTube. So we want everybody to go to YouTube. That's where everything's at, is YouTube. We want everybody to be able to go to YouTube, because that really benefits the organization better, because it tracks the viewership better. And, of course, you know, you get enough people watching stuff on YouTube, you start making money. And that's, you know, that's what it's all about, is earning revenue for Redneck and I, so that we can have better events, have great things going on for the truckers. That's what we want. So as we're getting rock and rolling here, we're going to wind on down, and I hope everybody has a great evening tonight. Get parked, get parked safe, get you a shower, get something to eat. If you're just starting, you know, traffic's going to get bad here a little bit, and then it's going to die down. And then, you know, if you're like me and you're going to be driving to late in the morning, you know, you're one of the ones where you're finishing up your time at right around rush hour starting, and it's like everybody's trying to hurry or they're half asleep. And you're the one that needs to be wide awake, because they're out there cutting you off and everything. So hope everybody does everything like that to try to stay safe and everything like that. I just hope everybody has a great evening out there. So yeah, just like I said, redneckandeyes.com. Go check that out, and go check out our YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody doing that for us. And I'm gonna go ahead and put everything up here so you guys can see it. There you go. So there's redneckandeyes.com, and then you go down here and you can scroll down. There's actually links to our sponsors. Don't forget those guys there. DPF Regeneration, dpfregeneration.com. Trucker Tools at truckertools.com. And then Load to Ride, ltrtransportation.com. Load to Ride Transportation, ltrtransportation.com. And then one of the good supporters that we've had in the past that has tried their best to help us out, and they don't officially help, you know, we haven't really signed up any deals or anything like that, but they're just good people over there, and that's Trucker Tax Solutions. They're just good people, and we got a link to their website as well. And if you want to donate, you can donate there to PayPal, or we've got other ways to do it. We've got the Cash App, and we've got Zelle as well. So check that out, and we appreciate any kind of donations we get. We appreciate everything everybody does for that. And like I said, that's our website. That's our store. Go check it out. Remember, go check out DeHarrisTruckerTools.com. We appreciate everybody's support. So until next time, everybody stay safe, stay successful, keep between the ditches, and we'll see you going down the road.
Recording stopped.